Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك إياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. To God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, sustainer, cherisher of all the worlds, the beneficent, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment in which we now live, the alone to be worshipped, and thine aid we seek. Allah, please show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace upon, those whose portion is not a wrath, and those who go not astray. Amen. As-salamu alaykum. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern, which is to remove all images from worship that portray divine, whether it be trinkets, whether it be the cross, whether it be a statue, black or white. We're begging Allah to help us to please remove all of those images from our worship that portray divine. We also have a second image, which is a focus, the main focus too, is the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. Can you imagine the world's children? The psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children and a lot of adults. This program, radio show, Message of Concern, is sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School. S is for science, T is for technology, E is for engineering, M is for mathematics. They sound like all science to me, and it sounds like also what our true religion, Al-Islam, is based upon. And Allah blesses all with a mind to use. So we should check all of those subjects out for ourselves and get a better understanding so we'll know how to take it to the people and to get them also to help them to have a better understanding. We also have a co-sponsor, Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad, from Los Angeles, California. Allah bless Brother Amin with the ways and means to have the Blog Talk Radio Show. And he, in turn, shares his blessing with us by asking Akbar to please assist him with assisting the people and helping the people to understand the message of concern, the serious message of concern. And Akbar accepted the invitation, and we are all now working together with this to assist Brother Amin and those who need our assistance to understand what we mean when we try to explain the message of concern. So I want to welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Show. This is Sunday night, and this is December the 4th, Sisters Night. Sisters will be back on again Tuesday night, which will be the 6th of December. And it's from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. And this is Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. This is when the Blog Talk Radio Show Message of Concern is broadcast. On Sundays and Tuesdays, the sisters have those two nights to try and keep the focus and emphasis on the children. We can't forget them. We cannot forget them, and we have to work harder toward it. So many obstacles we're confronted with nowadays until we have to just really sit back and realize we can't do everything at one time by ourselves. That's why we ask for your assistance. Come on, the Blog Talk Radio Show Message of Concern. Give your input. Share your wisdom and knowledge and understanding with us, like we aim also to share our understandings, wisdom, and knowledge of the message of concern, how it has helped us to understand better what this image is all about. And therefore, we can explain to our children the true understanding of the message of concern and what it's all about. So please, brothers and sisters, when you come on, just you have the call-in number. So with the call-in number that you have, if you have any concerns, any questions you want to ask any prisoners, push 1 on your phone receiver, and your mic will be turned on, and you will be brought into the queue to share with us. We want to keep this as active as we can, as respectful as we can. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Everybody's opinion should be respected. So please, we're going to be as civilized, and when we do approach a question or want to give input, we're going to respect each other and do just that. I would like to, since I have opened up, I would like to ask if anyone right now has anything that they would want to say or to get out before I read the two concerns that I always read about, which is the image and their removal from our worship. We have a book here, I call it The Mascot, and it's wrote by Brother Henry S. Muhammad. And the title of the book is What Every Parent Should Know About the Worship of Human Imagery in Religion and Their Child's Mental Health. It consists of 126 pages, and it has 26 chapters. And it is talking about what we want to stay aware of. Well, let me recognize this hand right here before I get into the reading. It is Brother Aimeen Yasir Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Aimeen.
Hey, okay. Yes, assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, praise be to Allah. Yes, I think I talked about it the other day, but it's a brother who made a film, I think I mentioned it, right, on the air?
About what, then?
A film. Is this brother named, what's his name? Rashid Mukman, Imam Rashid Mukman.
Yeah. Yeah, right. The book.
He made a film entitled "The Other Foot." The Other Foot.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about it?
I did hear something, but not much.
Uh huh. Yeah, I heard it. I heard Mark Shaheed interviewed him on IWDM radio, IWDM, that's the Blog Talk Radio show that is is owned by Imam Mikhail Sahir, who wrote the book Elijah Muhammad, The Man Behind the Men.
Yes, okay.
And, right, he wrote that, Imam Mikhail Sahir, and he comes on at 10 o'clock Sundays here, 10 o'clock, but I guess it's 1 o'clock back there. But, he, Mark Shahi interviewed this brother who made this film. The Caucasian was in our place, and we're in the Caucasian's place. Because Imam says, what would happen if, why, how does it go? He says, what would happen if Caucasians sat in churches for 500 years with the image of an African-American on the cross? What would it do to their mind? So this brother, he took that to another level, and so he did it. In other words, you know, he made a film about these Caucasians seeing an African-American on the cross like that. So he made a film, it's called The Other Foot, like, you know, is a, you know, okay. is, you know, foot, the you know, the shoes on shoes the other on the foot other. Now. Yes, and that's how he got it. And he said he was inspired by a film that starred with Samuel L. Jackson and this McConaughey. And McConaughey was a Caucasian lawyer.
Uh-huh.
And Samuel L. Jackson's daughter was taken advantage by these Caucasians, you know, and assaulted and taken advantage. So McConaughey was in this film, in this other film that the brother said he took inspiration from. He took example. You know, McConaughey was a lawyer defending Samuel L. Jackson because Samuel L. Jackson went out and he found him Caucasian. He killed him or something. He did something. Yeah, because I got to see that movie. I saw a little bit of it, but I didn't see the whole thing. But and then there was something happened in the movie that the brother, Rashid Mukman, he took, you know, a little spirit from. So I'm anxious to see in the whole movie, and maybe inviting the brother out here to California, Los Angeles, to screen his movie, and we could. All of us to see the movie at the same place that this brother, he showed his film, the brother who made the film about Who Killed Malcolm X or something. Have you seen that?
I did see that.
Who Killed Malcolm X. And it was a big turnout from Los Angeles. It was out
a long time.
Somewhere. So I might try to organize an effort to get the believers to go and see this brother's movie, you know. Anyway, but I just wanted to mention that when the imam says, what would happen if Caucasians sat in churches for 400 years with the image of African Americans on the cross? Yes, well, the brother, he took that and he made a film about that. So these Caucasians in this movie evidently have been in churches looking at African American stuff, so I'm anxious to see, you know, how they do their hair. They may want to do natural hair and you know, get their skin dark or what. I don't know how it's gonna turn out, but you know, you can see a little bit of it on YouTube, like an advertisement of the film on YouTube. It's called The Other Foot.
Okay,
yeah, on
okay,
YouTube. Just type in, go to YouTube and type in The Other Foot, and you'll see a little bit how you do it. So anyway, sister, I turn it back over to you, and thank you very much for this.
Okay, thanks for that input. I had heard about, you did mention it the other night when you were on the Blog Talk Radio show, and that was my first time hearing about it. But I don't know when it may be shown here in Atlanta, or I have to check into it and see, since you expounded a little bit more on it. And that is a part of the message.
I wonder if he's going to show it. He should show it at the a time to be grateful, huh?
Yeah, they might. I don't know what they're going to be.
It's only natural that he would show it a time to be grateful. He probably is going to show it.
They might. They're into so many, a lot of classes or, you know, that they want people to participate in workshops, want people to participate in, and they probably will. They probably will.
Okay. Inshallah. All right, then. I'll turn it back over to you, and thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Brother Imeen. You know, that is in the message of concern, what Brother Imeen was mentioning, what would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them. Mm-hmm. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race, presented, pitiable, and in pain, the savior of all men? And then this quote from the Quran, or the Blessed Recitation of James, Merrick Men Rahim, Quran, Surah 3, verse 64, say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye, bear witness, that we at least are Muslims bowing to God's will. And then it says, civilized nations should want that their religions be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are not gods. We are only men, mortals from the mortals. He, Allah, created. That's quoted in the Quran also. So, okay. All these things are good to hear. I'm sure someone, thank you, Brother Imeen, so much. Thank you. Anybody else want to say anything before I just touch on these two verses that I usually, in chapters that I usually read on in Brother Henry's book, because it points out about the graven images. It says graven images, you know, in the book. And in the message of concern speaks on the images. So, The Muslim Journal this week, we did get it for November the 5th through the 11th. It's very interesting. It has a lot of politics, the result of politics in New York State and the city to pay $36 million to men falsely convicted of Malcolm X's murder. It has that in here, too. Okay, so moving right along. Okay, let me read this out. Oh, my God. Okay, it came back on. My computer keeps going back out. Let me get this off here. Oh, why does it get closing down on me? But you can still hear me through my phone reading. I don't know why this thing gets like this. Hold on. Is Sister Sharifa on? The Sharifa Muhammad. Click back in. Now these machines, but we can't forget that man makes these machines. Man makes them. So when they act up like this, then, oh, they're man-made. So man program them and feed into them. Oh, okay. I've got to sign, go all the way over again. Sign all the way back in. It's not difficult. You just act right. It's just about it. Okay. Okay, good. It's back on. Back on. Okay. I just want to, is this Sharifa on? No, I don't see her. Okay, moving right along. I'll go to the back of the book here, Brother Henry's book, and I read on page 118 first. I'm going to just, I do this because we're talking about an image of message of concern and images, and I just wanted to touch something lightly and contribute something to the message of concern. The brothers come on every night except Friday. You know, they even on with the sisters on Monday, on Sundays and Tuesdays, you know, and because we are in this together. But the brothers are on also the other nights, every night except for Friday night. And they divide their program up from 7 to 8. They talk about specifically the message of concern. And then from 8 to 9, they switch it to business. But all of it is a message of concern. So didn't want to forget them. And I want to just contribute these to chapters and verses from the Bible and then surahs and ayats from the Quran talking about that image. We want to pay attention to the likeness and the verses in the Bible and the wording, how they're so close in proximity until it's almost like being repetitious. You know, we're going to start with Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 8. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Now, that's Deuteronomy. And the other one is, we have said the same thing just about Exodus is the other one, and it's Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. It says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Okay, I just wanted to point out how they both have the same wordings, but just different chapters and different verses. But it's still talking about the graven image, and it's getting the same message out. Now, in the Quran, those of you who are listening who don't know about the Quran, and they want to point out that surah is chapter, and ayat is verse. So we're going to read this one of the Holy Quran. And it's An-Nisa, the women. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. O mankind, the apostle has come to you in truth from Allah. Believe in him, it is best for you. But if you reject faith, to Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. O people of the book, commit no excesses in your religion, nor say of Allah anything but the truth. Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, was no more than an apostle of Allah, and his word, which he bestowed on Mary, and a spirit proceeding from him. So believe in Allah and his apostles. Say not Trinity desist. It will be better for you. For Allah is one Allah, glory be to him. Far exalted is he above having a son. To him belong all things in the heavens and on earth. And enough is Allah as a disposer of affairs. Excuse me. So Thank you. Okay, and now this is I at 172, verse 172. Christ does not disdain to serve and worship Allah, nor do the angels, those nearest to Allah. Thank you. Those who disdain his worship and are arrogant, he will gather them all together unto himself to answer. Last one. But to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, he will give their due rewards and more out of his bounty. But those who are disdainful and arrogant, he will punish with a grievous chastisement, nor will they find besides Allah in it to protect or help them. Okay, now, that's Surah 4, Anisa, the woman. Anisa, the woman. Now, we'll go to the shortest surah, which is Surah 112, Al-Ikhlas, the purity of worship. For the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Say, he is Allah, the one and only. Allah, the eternal absolute. He begets not, nor is he begotten, and there is none like unto him. Surely Allah speaks the truth. So you see, both of those, the Bible, King James Version of the Bible, the Holy Bible, and the Quran speaks on that image, and that there should, there's only one God, no God but one. I want to say that I bear witness that there's no God but Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, the creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings ever be upon him, is the seal of the prophets. I mean. Okay. Now, anybody else want to mention? Does anybody else have anything to say about the update of the children and the COVID coming up in the winter? Anybody have any input on that? Okay. You don't. So we'll get back with that. We're going to turn to 15. Some journal. In me, WD Muhammad, Allah be pleased with him. On page 15 has a good article. It's part two, though, so we'll have to look in the last Muslim Journal article. It has Imam W.D. Muhammad speaks on the origin, on the original man. That's good. That should be good. Maybe we could read that afterwards. Right now, I'm going to see what this sister has. She had to say to the children, they see something. We got a Muslim word of life for November as well. And who was Prophet Muhammad, son of Muslim? Okay. Excuse me, I'm looking for the sister's article that contributes every article to the children. I'm not looking at it, I'm sorry. Oh, man. I don't want to take up any more time with it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not going to make a She's not over here. Oh, yes, she is. Here she goes. I'm moving so fast I can't see it. Okay. But she is talking about Prophet Muhammad this time. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a lot of sisters in here that are going for law now, working in law. Now, Plyman's wife down here of Atlanta Masters, the judge. In Atlanta. Okay. Does anybody else have any input they want to give? Please help me out here. Does anybody have anything they want to say or any input they want to give in reference to the children? I know the I'll read about the tell about the Muslim Health Consortium and what they have gotten up here. What they have here, they have a small article, but I was going to get the bigger articles first from the sister. Okay, I'll read this one right here for you. Muslim Health Course Consortium, serving God through healing humanity. We are health professionals, advocates, scientists, administrators, and students dedicated to analyzing pertinent data so as to provide practical health recommendations and public health announcements for protecting and strengthening the health and wellness of all communities. We also seek to formulate theories using current medical / scientific findings and trends for improving the overall health of humanity. To assess current health information, please join Muslim Health Consortium on Facebook. And you can look it up. Muslim Health Consortium, C-O-N-C-O-R-T-I-U-M, on Facebook. For general information, volunteer or internship opportunities within the medical, nutritional, scientific, pharmaceutical, biomedical, bioethics, community activism, liberal arts, and or media, email, contact your Muslim Health Consortium at gmail.com. Capital M, capital H, capital C at gmail.com. Public health education, the Muslim Health Consortium is dedicated to serving the health of humanity. We do so out of love for the merciful Creator who gave us life and sustains our lives. This educational forum is not designed to host controversial discussions that may cause confusion and weaken our ability to promote disease prevention. We are also prohibited from promoting products on this platform at this time. Okay, so that's about the consortium. And that's very educational. It's very important to know. Let's see. Everything is seems like it's politics now. Everything. Here in Georgia, they're got the headlines, I'm telling you. But it says, words make people, the Muslim Journal here this week, November 5th through the 11th. It says, words make people. All American democracy survive this political Armageddon. Will American democracy survive this political Armageddon? Did you just hear what I did? I gave you advice, but it was supposed to have been a question. The question was, will American democracy survive this political Armageddon? I said, all American democracy survived this political Armageddon. So that's strange. I had no idea. I was saying that, so I looked at it again. I said, no, that's not what it says. So I read what it says. Okay. I just wanted to mention this. That's kind of strange, too. And I'm no way psychic that I know of, but I look at a lot of social media, not a lot, but when I do look at it, I look at the ones that and look through them and check them out to see what they have to say and what they're up to and just what they, you know, what it curtails. So anyway, on TikTok, they have followers, and I'm following a little group there in Kenya and in Africa. And behind that, I have a lot of followers, too, on Kenya. There's a really messenger. But something came on my TikTok page, and they had these eyeglasses. And they were like flashing, and it was dark. I'm trying to get you to see the picture now. It was dark, and it was had some woo woo in and out, you know, noises. And I'm saying, man, what is this? To me, it started like we wanted to be kind of spooky or something like that, Halloweenish like. And then I did make a note to say, this person is not on my contacts. Have no knowledge of who this is, you know. And then they sent me a reply and asked me, are you psychic? And I just didn't say anything. I didn't reply anything or nothing. I just left it. You know, I just left it. And I thought later on, I said, I should have replied back and asked, what is the definition of psychic? And then that way, I would have known that they knew, that they knew what they were talking about, or if they admit for me to just to answer a question like that, because they're trying to find out a definition themselves, you know, or just trying to be spooky with me. But anyway, I said, when I go back in and if I see it again, I will ask them, what is the definition of psychic? But I won't say that I'm psychic or not psychic. I will say, not that I know of. A lot of the psychiatrists, you know. So I leave that at that. Okay, I want to read about the sisters-in-law, Amina Kareem and Rahima Abdulalim. Okay, they're both people who come African American. Cairo in New Jersey, Cairo-New Jersey, earns Chapter of the Year Award. 2022. That's in here. Okay, let's see what the sisters are doing here. On page 3. Sister Sharifa, if you're on and you would like to do some reading, please let me know just by coming on. Excuse me, and I will see your name or your number. Unless you are on the line with your husband, Brother Muhammad, if you're on the line with him, then maybe you can speak up, you know, and say that you would like to share some reading with me or not. Or not say anything. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum. This guy here.
Brother Muhammad.
Yeah, this is my number. I'm on.
I know this is your number, and I don't know to her number right off right now. I would have to look it up, but I know you're always on. It's always when I see those prefixes, those three numbers, I know just about like that's you. I don't know her.
Yeah, which issue of the journal were you reading? No.
I'm reading from November the 5th through the 11th. November the 5th through the 11th.
Oh, yeah. That's why I couldn't follow along. I didn't get that copy yet.
Okay. Well, I'll just go on and read it. I'm shocked at this. They don't have the reading in here that she usually puts in for the children, the little article.
Yeah, I can't hear you well. You kind of low.
I was wondering. I was trying to find the sister that puts the article in the paper every issue about the children. But I don't see it this issue. I guess it's so full of politics and Muslim family life, though, it has in here. Who was Prophet Muhammad? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it expounds on Prophet Muhammad. But if anybody want to contribute anything at any time, please, I see a new number on here. Please just push 1 on your phone receiver, and your mic will be open, and you'll be brought into the queue to voice your concerns or to ask a question or what have you. We appreciate your help. Okay. Well, this is short enough right here, and I can read this. I always want to make sure that I don't just bog people down that's on the line with a lot of reading, a long listening reading, but this is good right here. It said, Muslim Word of Life for November. And it's by Imam Micah Sahir.
Mm-hmm.
Muslim Word of Life for November. And out of kindness, Lord, to them the wing of mercy, this humility, and say, my Lord, bestow on them the mercy, even as they cherished in childhood. Much from the parents. In the Quran, El Isra, Surah 14, Ayat 24, the journey by night. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Bible, Matthew 5th, chapter 7, verse. Chapter and verse 17, verse 24 of the Quran teaches us, it's going to hit chapter and verse. Okay, of the Quran teaches us a special prayer that each child should make on behalf of their parents, that God bestows mercy upon their parents as their parents cherished them with mercy when he or she was a child. Without the mercy, that child that our parents unselfishly gave to us, we would not be here today, especially the love and mercy we received from our mothers. In Islam, we have 99 popular attributes of Allah, and some. The first two attributes are expressions of mercy, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. They are respectfully translated respectfully as the merciful benefactor and the merciful redeemer. This is mercy twice, and it is saying that the merciful benefactor who gives us the mercy without us seeking it is also the merciful redeemer who shows us additional mercy that we beseech. Allah is our greatest beneficiary, who out of his love for us, he shows us merciful compassion as we learn through trial and error. Another spiritual discipline that often accompanies mercy is the practice of forgiveness. Mercy and forgiveness work hand in hand. This also implies that sometimes we have to show mercy to those who we are struggling to forgive. Allah clearly instructs humanity to forgive others. The Quran, chapter 24, verse 22, states, "Let them pardon and forgive." Do you not love that Allah should forgive you? And Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. In numerous verses of the Quran, we are told Allah is the most merciful of those who show mercy. Therefore, to a lesser degree, the spirit and disciplines of mercy are also within every human being. Actually, we may say that there is a special need within every human being to give as well as to receive mercy. The reciprocity of mercy within the human family keeps us balanced and focused as individuals, families, and nations. Our human-to-human mercy is possible only because our Creator is the most merciful. Success in being merciful or the giving of mercy requires that the giver of mercies becomes blind to self-importance. One should not give mercy for recognition of himself/herself. We are to be merciful towards one another only for the pleasure of Allah. Nor do we show mercy to gain favor from the recipient of our mercy or for us to shine in the public eye. The best mercy we give is that given quietly without fanfare. The mercy that is given, The mercy that is given without telling the recipient that you are the giver. Bible, Matthew 5th chapter 7th verse shows Christ Jesus, peace be upon him, instructing his followers on the mount, saying, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." Jesus' Sermon on the Mount reminds us of Prophet Muhammad's last sermon. Interestingly, that was also delivered on a mountainside, Mount Arafat. With this in mind and reflecting upon Imam W.D. Muhammad's explaining that mountain represents a governmental order, we may conclude that mutually given mercy must rule in the governance of our daily lives. Matthew 5th chapter 7th verse is called the Beatitudes, that which brings blessings and happiness. And this is spelled Beatitudes. Okay. Matthew 5th chapter 7th verse is called the Beatitudes, that which brings blessings and happiness. Mercy and forgiveness are a medicine that we need to heal broken relationships and to alleviate the undue pressures we place upon ourselves when we do not show mercy and forgiveness. This will bring happiness into all our lives. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said, "Be merciful to others, and you will receive mercy. Forgive others, and Allah will forgive you." Our prayer is that this message of mercy be reflective of a beautiful quote from Lady Kiara Lubick, founder of the folklore movement. She shared, "Our love for our brothers and sisters must be full of mercy, even to the point of forgiveness." Okay, that's about mercy. Okay. Thank you. Oh, so quiet now. Peaceful. Okay. I'm trying to see which ever one other one. Oh, let me get it. That's 808. Okay. Anybody have, don't forget, if anybody have anything to say, just push one on your receiver and you'll be brought into the queue. Your mic will be open.
Yeah, that was good. There's no doubt. Those two.
Yeah.
Mercy and forgiveness.
Mercy and forgiveness.
Right.
Yeah, and when that, behind that, I just want to mention this. You know, Ramadan will be here before we know it. It's supposed to come in March. And this year is December. You know, we got all of December in January and February. Yeah, it's like, well, filling in short, but it's still not far away, not far off. And the mercy and forgiveness are the main two things that we seem to focus on, two of the things that we focus on during Ramadan. And that is mercy and forgiveness. Mm-hmm. I want to touch on that. Mm-hmm. Well, and don't forget, if you have anything to say, please press 1 on your computer. I mean, 1 on the receiver, phone receiver. You can go into the cube. Okay, so that was the Muslim Word of Life for November. Okay. I don't really want to get on this political theme here because there's so much vote in here about it. And my cell phone is just bogged down with it. It really is. But I guess it's necessary. Okay. Understand what they mean. I used to work in politics down in New Jersey, but I used to go to pick up the paperwork and everything from down the city hall and take it to the spot the next morning about 5:30, 6 o'clock, get it set up in order for the polls to open up at 7. And I did a lot of it when I came back home to Nashville, Tennessee. I've got enough of it. I guess I'm washed out with it now. Things happen so drastically. But anyway, President Obama is back on the scene, and he's talking about erosion of civility and basic democratic norms. President Obama's remarks at Arizona Democratic candidate rally. And it says, by the office of President Barack Obama. MJ style, Muslim Jones style photo. Okay. In the editorial note, the office of President Barack Obama released the following text of his November 3rd, 2022 rally address. It is here presented in excerpts. And it says, President Barack Obama, hello, Phoenix. I'm fired up. Yes, sir. Thank you. It is good to be back in Arizona. I wanted to come out here not only because it's sunny and warm, but also there have been a lot of these rumors about me and the Phoenix Suns. No, I didn't know I was in the market. And by the way, neither did Michelle. But I will say this, the Suns are looking pretty good. I've got to admit that. I think they have a few more wins than my Bulls right now. The real reason that I am here is pretty simple. I'm here to ask you to vote for your next Secretary of State, Adrian Fuentes, for your next Attorney General, Chris Manning, for your next Governor, Katie Hart, and to send my friend Mark Kelly back to the United States Senate. And as Mark already told you, you don't have to wait for November 8th to cast your ballot. You can vote early by returning your ballot to an early vote location or drop box, or you can vote at your polling place on November 8th. Just go to iwillvote.com to find out where. And when you've got to make a plan, and then you've got to get your friends and family to vote too. You've got to go and vote. You've got to pull them up. Make sure they're voting early or take them with you in person on election day, because this election requires every single one of us to do our part. Is that important? I think it's fair to say that this country and Arizona have gone through some tough times these past few years. We have been through some stuff. We're just now coming out of a historic pandemic that wreaked havoc on families. Wreaked havoc on families and schools and businesses and communities. Everybody was impacted, some more than others. I mean, we learned the phrase essential workers, which is part of what happens in our politics these days. We get distracted. You've got one person yelling and suddenly everybody's yelling. You get one tweet, they're stupid, and suddenly everybody's obsessed with the tweet. We can't fall for that. We have to stay focused. I was talking about the pandemic and the fact that the pandemic made a lot of problems worse. It's an economy that was already skewed for the folks at the top. Now, that's spelled S-K-E-W-E-D. Okay. The accelerated, I had to mention that. Okay. The accelerated that, okay? It made it harder for folks who were just struggling to get by. And then you already had communities where there were too many kids out of work, out of hope and strain on teachers. And then some of these kids, I don't like kids. I don't like the word kids. And kids are baby goats. Children are children. Okay. And then some of those, I'll say, children that leads them to violence and despair when they don't have hope. And then we just judge. Then we just got an example of an erosion of civility and basic democratic norms, some of it which is encouraged by politicians who actually do their best to stir up division and to make us angry and afraid of one another just for their own political advantage. And all of that gets amped up, and it gets hyped up on social media 24/7 because those platforms find it more profitable to stir up conflict and controversy than to lift up truth and facts. And so that puts a strain on the psychology of all of us. Last week, a friend of mine, Mr. Paul Pelosi, was attacked. Somebody broke into his home looking for his wife, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, and did him harm. Fortunately, the doctors believe he's going to be okay. I had a chance to talk to him, thank goodness, as we let investigators do their job to find out exactly what this person's motives was. One thing is clear, and that is this increasing habit of demonizing political opponents, of just yelling and thinking not just that I disagree with somebody, but that they're evil or wrong. That creates a dangerous element. Or dangerous, it's not evil, oh, yeah. A dangerous system, dangerous climate. And when we have politicians and elected officials in leadership positions who continue to promote over-the-top rhetoric or at least ignore or make light of it, even after something like that has happened, when you've got elected officials encouraging supporters to stand outside voting places, armed with guns, oh my, and dressed in tactical gear, more people are going to get hurt. We violate the basic spirit of who we are, who we should be as a people. It's not just politicians. Whether out of malice or ignorance, we've seen big celebrities reposting vile anti-Semitic conspiracy theories online. That is dangerous. We know enough about history to know where that leads. Here is a general rule that has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with being a decent person. If you read or see something on the internet that has some grand theory about how some people, whether it's black or white or Jews or Catholics or immigrants or gays, that those people are the cause of all your problems. When you see or read something like that, it's safe to say that's garbage. It is false. It is a poison and it's dangerous. And we need to call it out as such. But unfortunately, we've seen that poison get more attention because of the internet and social media. I get why people are anxious. I get why you might be worried about the course of the country. I understand why sometimes it might be tempting to just tune out, just to get your remote and turn on the Great British Banking Show, to just watch some NASCAR or the Suns, right? I understand. But Phoenix, I'm here to tell you the tuning option, mopping and sulking are not an option. The only way to make this economy fairer is if we all of us together fight for it. The only way to preserve our democracy is if we together nurture and invest in it. That starts with electing people who know you, who see you, who care about you, who know what you're going through. Listen. Inflation is a real problem right now, not just here. By the way, in the United States, but around the world, it's one of the legacies of the pandemic. It wrecked supply lines, a war in Ukraine, sent energy prices through the roof. You see grocery prices, gas prices go up. That takes a real bite out of your paycheck. But the question is, who's actually going to do something about it? Read the full speech online at, and it gives you, you know, https://adobe.ly/3UJTFO. Well, that's over. Thank Allah. Oh, so they got two successful Muslim African American businesses here. Okay, does anybody have any input now? I see some come on and some go off. Then some come back on and go back off. But I don't see any hands. And it is now 8:23. Nobody has put their hands up, so they must love to hear me read. They must love to hear me read. I just want to chill, like folks say, or take it easy. Oh, it's cool. It must be getting chilly outside. It's cool in here. Okay. Yeah. Let me read this. Imam Darudin Muhammad speaks on the original man. Black in Arabic is Aswad. A-S-W-A-D. Aswad. Black in Arabic is Aswad. The term Saura is a feminine form. How do you say master or mister in Arabic? Sayyid, from the root word for black. Literally, it means black. Sayyid. S-A-Y-Y-I-D. I say Sayyid. Sayyid. Y-Y-I-D. Well, anyway, all languages didn't have bad meanings for black without complementary meanings. As I told you the last time I was here, when I was in Rome, there was a lady standing by me. She said, the Madonna in this place for those people is black. The Madonna in this place for those people is black. I had heard and read about it in books. Some people saw the Mother Mary, peace be on her, as being a black woman giving birth to the Son of God. That is their language. Here is black giving birth to the Son of God. What they are saying is the original nature, Holy Ghost, is masculine black. Original nature, Holy Ghost, is masculine black. The Bible says the Holy Ghost to Mary and overshadowed her, right? We know any object, it can be a white stone if it blocks the light. It can cast a shadow. What color will the shadow be? Black. It overshadowed her. The Holy Ghost, black. The sun, white. The Holy Ghost appears now, but it first appeared as a messenger from God. Yes, but it did not say God overshadowed Mary. It said the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary, but the Holy is the one God in the Trinity, right? So here the Holy Ghost overshadows her, and she becomes pregnant with a son. So the Holy Ghost is masculine. It could have said Holy Spirit, Quran, Surah 19, Ayat 17 through 20, angel appeared to Mary. That's right. The third one is the Holy Ghost too, or the Holy Spirit. The three are Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is Blade 3, the movie. Blade 3, I remember something about the movie Blade 3. The Holy Ghost is Blade 3, the movie. And this man has played in every one of them. The black man played in Blade 1, Blade 2, and Blade 3. So what is it saying? Although the son is white, the father is black. Not the father as a person, the father as a spirit. Those things that are purely nature or nature in its purity are called black. If your faith is pure, it is described as black. That is why you see the Catholics wear black. White is conscious or conscious purity. It really represents the light. And consciousness means the light of the mind. White is light. Consciousness, purity in the mind or in the conscious. Black is purity in the nature. Purity in the nature works to bring revelation. Quran 87, Surah 2 through 3 ayats or verses. Allah created and brought guidance. If you have purity of intent, purity of mind, you will come into purity of spirit. And when all of those appear, okay, wait. If you have purity of intent, purity of mind, you will come into purity of spirit. And when all of those appear, God will bless your life to have guidance and understanding. It all begins with purity of intent. If your intentions are sincere and truthful, then God will bless you also to have your conscience pure. And if you remain pure and sincere in intent and in conscience, then God will bless you with intuition. Uh-oh. Okay, light will spark inside of your mind, and God will give you revelation or guidance. These are the three, the Holy Spirit or ghost, and then the child of that is the rational mind and a prophet or Jesus. From the purity of soul and intent, you arrive at a rational mind or conscience that is pure. And if you hold to that, you will have intuition. All right. Okay. And if you hold to that, you will have intuition. Light will start to come on, but it has to come on because you are straining. It suggests some effort is being made. When the light comes on, you start to see the logic for what you're dealing with. Then the next step is to have God help you to find how to apply that logic in an environment in your community or in the world. That is given in Quranic Arabic, Khalaq, as he created. Fasawa. Then he brought about the balance. Kadara. He empowered the spirit. Fahada. Then he brought about guidance. These are the four that are given in the Quran. However, theology concentrates on just the three. Let us see what they are going to come out with behind Blade 3. Certainly, they are going to come out with another one. The way it ended, it was like Blade might not appear in his true form later. The guy who was the demon, the white guy. They showed him in different pictures to tell you something. They showed him looking like a monster, but they also showed him with horns looking like a Satan, the devil, with two horns sticking up out of his head. He could take different forms. When he died, Blade was victorious. And as he was dying, he told Blade, well, I have to accept I'm defeated and I'm dying. we didn't have anybody else left but you, what he tells Blade. It went off like something that Blade has to deal with. Blade may not be coming back in his innocent role. They might come out with a little shadow, a little showing that the devil overpowered Blade, even in the death. And Blade may be the instrument of the devil in the fourth one. That is possible. Then it is possible that Blade might still have a good role, but he may be a person who is at war with himself instead of having this evil spirit or entity separate. Maybe both of them will be in Blade, and he is contending with himself. Maybe that is what will happen. Jesus Christ, the child, third one, the Holy Ghost. When we look at the Christian mystery, God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, if we just listen to the language that I just gave you from the gospel, it says, he the Son of God, but he is also the Son of the Holy Ghost, isn't he? Was it God really in person? God as God who came to Mary according to the gospel. No, it was the Holy Spirit that came to Mary. The gospel says the Holy Spirit overpowered her and she became pregnant with the Son of the Holy Ghost, with the Son of the Holy Ghost. They say there in the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ is the child of the third one, the Holy Ghost. Hmm. Okay, 23. Uh-oh. I don't know if this will be this lit right here. Okay, Lori, nothing but the Bible. This is a continuation of On the Original Man by M.W.D. Muhammad. If the Holy Ghost overshadowed her and she became pregnant with the Son of Holy Ghost, then Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Jesus is the child of the third one, the Holy Ghost, not the first one. Isn't that acceptable? That means he was only inspired by the Spirit of God, and that is what God did for all of the prophets and for all the people he guided. He inspired them with his own spirit if they would just preach the Bible correctly. They wouldn't be that much at odds with Islam or with Judaism. Maybe Jews even change and accept them. I have been aware of the church saying things, but it is not what the Bible is saying all of the time because I study the Bible myself. They have it incorrect, and they have been saying it so long that it is just like my father, Elijah Muhammad. Elijah Muhammad made it left. Elijah Muhammad, it is left in your hands. He said, son, if a man has been saying one thing as long as I have been saying it, if I change, the people will say he never was truthful in the first place. That is what my father told me. I didn't ask him to say that. He volunteered and said that to me. So what was he saying to me? He was saying, son, I'm not comfortable approving of all of this that we have here, but it is too late for me to correct it. I'm not to correct it. I have established myself in this picture. I have to stay in this picture for these people. That is what he was saying. That is telling me without telling me. It is left in your hands. You haven't established yourself in my image. It is up to you. Praise be to Allah. You don't know what it means to a son who loves his father and benefited so much from his father and believed so strongly in his father's good intent. How much it means for that son to stray from his father and see himself in another role where he's going to have to undo his father's basic teachings. But he, the son, learned from his father that his father is comfortable with what he is going to do. That meant so much to me. My father wouldn't die until he made me feel comfortable. He even said this to me once. He knew the way I was believing. He said at the dinner table, like he would do oftentimes, and it was late, he would not go right away from the table. If he had business, we have people here who were in the house with my father, and they could witness what I'm saying. They are in this class right now. He would finish dinner sometimes, and he would be a little tired, or he didn't feel like rushing up to the bed or to do anything. He would just sit there and relax. And if you were there, he would carry on a conversation with you. If it was one of those times that he invited me to stay with him at the table, he said, "Son, you know, there must be something after death." I guess it was no more than 3 years before he passed that he said that to me. And he knew where he was. Not that I would tell him. And he knew where he was. Not that I would tell him. I never confronted him with anything. I wasn't that kind of child trying to take over a thing. Right now, you can have it all. Just show me. You can manage it. I don't need anything but my life with common people. That is all I need. He told me these things, and it was a mercy to not to have me working for the work I had to do, and my father gone, and I'm feeling that he would be hating what I'm doing. If he were here, he'd love everything I've done. In fact, he saw the beginning of it, and he told them, "Clara, isn't this what we wanted for him?" My mother smiled and did her head like yes. He said, "My son can go anywhere he wants and preach. Son, preach that gospel." Looking at Raymond Sharif, he liked what he heard on the tape that they brought to get me put out again. The officials were there. The national secretary was there, Raymond Sharif. Sultan Muhammad, my nephew, who is gone now, was there. Secretaries, mostly females, were there. One of his assistant ministers were there. The place was filled, like it usually is, with staff people when he said that. When he passed, the national staff was already giving me support before he passed to go out and preach wherever I wanted to go, or wherever I wanted to go. While they were accusing me of slandering him, I knew what I was doing. I was tearing down the place. I had to tear it down to build it up again. Feelings in my own heart. I said, "Well, this is what they see now, but I know where they're going. And one day, those who mean well, the real good believers, they're going to really appreciate me and the work that we are going to be doing." And that has come true. It has a lot to do with 1, 2, 3, purity of nature, purity of intent in your nature, purity of mind, because of the purity of intent that gives you purity of mind. It gives you the help you need to have a mind, and then purity of spirit. Spirit in something that comes about later. We all are born with the spirit of life, but for the spirit of revelation or the spirit that brings you guidance, it comes about later. The spirit of enlightenment comes about later as a result of straining for truth, straining for understanding, straining for the real life. When the intent is pure, good, innocent, and it is straining for understanding. It even eventually turns the light on. It brings light to your consciousness. And then you have not only desire, a hunger, or a thirst, as the gospel gives it working to in you. And then you have not only desire, a hunger, or a thirst, as the gospel gives it working in you, but you have a thirst now. Plus you have some understanding coming. So you're not working with just an appetite. You're working with an appetite and some understanding. Is that a horn blowing for you, Abba? Working with some understanding, you begin to have a new mind. This is not the old mind. You're getting new understanding. You have a new mind. You're getting new understanding. You have a new mind. It is like the breath of life from spirit, energy, hunger, or whatever you want to call it. Then light comes on now. Wait a minute, what is that? I've never seen that before. Okay. There it is, there it is.
Was that the end of the article?
Excuse me?
So was that the end of the article?
No, I'm trying to finish it up now. Something came across my screen, my computer screen, and I had to look at that. So it's almost ending. It's almost there. I think we have about, three paragraphs. Okay, working with some understanding, you begin to have a new mind. This is not the old mind. You're getting new understanding. You have a new mind. It is like the breath of life from spirit, energy, hunger, or whatever you want to call it. Then light comes on now. You have a mind working not just a push, a drive, but an awareness of a new reality that God is blessing you to see. And that eventually brings about what they call Carter power, like, okay, Knight of Power, okay, later on Carter. Okay, it comes from straining to see more, to see better, to complete the picture your mind wants. In Quranic Arabic, it is Kalaka, Basawa, Padara, Bahada. These three here would be the Holy Ghost. If we are comparing Father, Son, Holy Ghost, this is the strain to see the whole, to complete the picture, or to bring the understanding to completion. The strain, okay, we have long to go. The strain for it is so strong because you have pure spirit, devoted conscience, and these are together. And you know that the whole truth is within your grasp. You know that you can get it. If you keep staying with it, you're going to get it. So the power builds up. It gets real strong, and eventually the full light comes on, and then you're guided. Then, by the Spirit of God, or, as the Bible says, the Spirit of Truth. It says to be continued. Okay. Alhamdulillah, we got that over with. It won't be long before it'll be time. Okay, it's 8:46. It'll be time for us to close. Anyone have anything to say, anything to contribute, anything to speak on, speak about, any questions? If so, push one on your receiver. Your mic will be open. You'll be brought into the queue. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Sharifa.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Daya. I don't have anything to contribute. I just wanted to give you the greeting.
Okay. Wa alaikum assalam, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I thought I heard a little bit of your voice in the back. And, you know, so I'll bring you on. Even though I don't see your number, is that your number?
Right, I just came on.
Okay. But this is not your number up here, right? 478?
No, I'm on my husband's phone.
Oh, you're on your husband's phone. Okay.
Right.
All right. And I see that number. I haven't recognized it before, but we are grateful for listeners and guests. And we pray that you will come back again, join us again, and give us your input or share with us. Tonight is really the night, Sunday night and Tuesday. We're supposed to say something and focus somewhat on the children from school and the children. That's my other phone in there.
I usually like to read, but I don't have a recent Muslim journal.
Well, even if you don't have that, I know you do like to read, yes. Even if you don't have the latest Muslim journal, you can, you got anything in another Muslim journal that you feel would be worth, that you would like to share with us. You can read it from there. It doesn't have to be the current. I can sit and say it's all good in the Muslim journal. It's all good in the Muslim journal, yeah. And I know they're looking forward to their, what do you call it?
Time to be grateful.
Time to be grateful. Yeah, they're looking for it now. And it's going to be in Washington, D.C. this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be in Washington, D.C. I pray they have good weather.
Oh, huh? Yes, I pray that they do too.
It's a long ways from home to get stuck in the bad weather, especially those coming down this way. And I've heard a lot of them say they're going.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Heard a lot of them say they're going.
I'm looking at page, the education page in the Muslim Journal. That's October the 15th through the 21st. Did you read that already?
Yeah, remember we read that. Give me the topic again.
It's efforts to create a teacher's college.
To create it? No, I don't think I did that title. October the 15th or 21st?
Yes.
That's the issue.
On the education page on page 11.
Efforts to create a teacher's college. No, I didn't read that.
Okay. Well, if you have time, I'd like to read it.
Go right ahead. Yes, ma'am.
But looking to see how long it is, you might not have time for me to read all of it.
Well, we pick up on it next time. Pick up on it Tuesday.
Okay.
If you don't have time to read it all.
Okay. Well, do you want me to read part of it or wait until Tuesday?
Yes, ma'am. Be part of it.
Okay.
What time
it's
is on
page 11. October
11.
5th.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's on page 11.
What time? 9:59. It is not. It's 8:51. You got time. So that's 10 minutes. You go on and read this first part.
Oh, okay. The title is Efforts to Create a Teacher's College by Daoud Gray, the Internet Reporter. It's on page 11 of the Muslim Journal, issue October 15th. Through the 21st of 2022. National attempts by supporters of Imam W.D. Muhammad to create an institution of higher learning are achieved in the 20th century efforts of two leading Muslim educators. One educator and administrator is Dr. Clyde Ellamy of Chicago,
yep.
Illinois, who spearheaded Imam W.D. Muhammad's relatively unknown and unheralded work in the area of higher education with a short-lived project called the American Muslim Teachers College. Dr. Ellamy was former president of Kennedy King and Olive Harvey Community Colleges in Chicago. He currently sits on the boards of the city's Insight Hospital and Medical Center and the Inner City Muslim Action Network, IMAN, and considers an independent consultant for higher education and organizational management. The other educator administrator is Dr. Kadir Abdus Sabur of Green Bay, Virginia, about 35 miles from Randolph, Virginia. Dr. Abdus Sabur holds a doctorate in the social foundations of education and has taught at the Virginia Commonwealth University and the University of Virginia. Oh, alhamdulillah. My daughter graduated University of Virginia. And she, my daughter is a graduate of Sister Claire Muhammad School. I always have to mention that. Okay. Professor Kadir also has served as chairman of the Council of Islamic Schools in North America and as general secretary of the Islamic Center of Virginia. In addition, he co-founded two Islamic schools in Richmond that unfortunately became insolvent. Dr. Abdus Sabur's educational efforts in the 1980s paralleled Imam Muhammad's higher education project in Chicago and bore a similar name, Muslim Teachers College, Randolph, Virginia, was the site for Professor Kadir's college project. The American Muslim Teachers College, AMTC, and the Muslim Teachers College, MTC, were two separate efforts within Imam W.D. Muhammad's community to establish an institution of higher education. Dr. Ellamy spoke on the July 31st, 2022 Study El Islam program with executive producer Hitu Muhammad about his role during the last half of the 1970s as national director of Claire Muhammad School. And I'm going to ask you, did you see that particular week? Because we did watch that too, alhamdulillah.
Where was
it? A lot of information. It was on Study Islam back in July the 31st of 2022.
I sure didn't. Is it replay? Can we play?
Not sure how long they keep their replays in their archives. It's only 4 minutes. What, 8:56? Oh, no, I was saying I'm looking at the clock now. It's 8:56.
Yeah, it's 8:56 now. But what did you say about that, what you just mentioned to me? That
I was just mentioning that he spoke about his educational efforts and about the work that he was doing.
When you say something was on the
31st of October? Oh, that was back in July the 31st of this year.
Oh, that was July 31st. Okay.
He was on 30 all this long.
Okay. I got you now. My phone was down low or something. Okay, yeah, I got you. No, I didn't see it then, but I'm going to look back in some archives and find it out. Okay, looks like this is the winding up time of another Blog Talk Radio show. Message of Concern. And I thank everybody for coming out. And even though you come out to listen, that's still all good, you know, because maybe you come out and you listen and you hear something and you come back, you can expound on it or contribute to it, bring it back up. And that's still good. It's still good because there'll be somebody on Tuesday that wasn't on tonight, you know, and didn't hear it. And when you're on tonight, could have heard what we did tonight and bring it up on Tuesday when you come back, inshallah. But please, on Tuesday when you come back, if everybody's coming, could they please bring some information on the children's update with COVID and the injection? You know, like if they got anything new out about the school system and attending schools. You know, I know some, but I'm asking you to bring your information out and my information out. We can put our information together, you know, and we can see what's going on.
Okay. I was talking about something that Dr. Rum was out mentioned today.
Well, what?
I'll wait until Tuesday because the time is about 8:59.
Yes, this time right now. Could you close out for us, Brother Muhammad, please? Thank you.
Allah, give us good in this life and good in the destiny and protect our hearts from deviating after guidance has come. I mean.
Okay, stay safe, everyone. And until next time. And thanks for coming. Assalamu alaikum.
Wow, like a mock so long.
Like a mock so long.